Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that the following program contains voices of people who have died.
Objects and stories from Australian life.
This is us. Placard.
This object is your classical placard, handwritten in black and white. It's a white background with black words that say, "We want land rights right now." And "right now" is done in larger letters. And it's a poster size, and it was one of many posters that were outside the Tent Embassy in 1972.
That's Margot Neal, head of the Centre for Indigenous Knowledges at the National Museum of Australia. And this land rights placard becomes a way in to think about the history of First Nations people in Australia, their ongoing fight for land rights.
It's a very important object at the time and on reflection, because now we're talking about sovereignty. So it does show progression. So we were talking about land rights then, because we were included in the census in 1967 through a referendum, and then we didn't actually get counted until 71. So there was a bit of a time lag. And similarly, why the Tent Embassy and them was just up in 72 was just to say, look, hurry along, you mates, you promised all this stuff, where is it? We're going to stake our claim here and yell loud and long for as long as we have to. And of course, as you know, it's now 2021 and there's still a Tent Embassy outside the front of the old Parliament House that no one would dare move. So we have come a long way in that sense. This placard can represent that moment in history of the Tent Embassy, which then grew into many, many other moments, which were later, like bridge walks and so on. But prior to that, of course, is the December 76, where the Federal Parliament passed the Aboriginal Land Rights Act, but in the Northern Territory. And that was, in fact, the first legislation in Australia that enabled First Nations people to claim rights for land where traditional custodianship or ownership could be proven, and that's another whole story. So it's a small object with a huge impact. And we can talk about how the Tent Embassy came about, how it started off as just a beach umbrella and a card table and a little tent from someone's garage in Canberra with three, four young fellas there, and then how it grew into a movement. And so when you reflect, even though people, so many do, that it's slow, from that point to this point, it's been pretty fast, given the intensity and centuries, in fact, that went before of suppressing, not only suppressing us, trying to get rid of us.
The government has brought down its ordinance, and the orders are being carried out.
Paddy wagons were appearing and people being chucked into them, and all sorts of that stuff was going. We didn't have a lot of rights then to defend ourselves from that kind of behaviour. But somehow we're still there. It's almost like a parallel to we're still here. You know, we never ceded sovereignty. This is our land. You try to get rid of the Tent Embassy and all of us since 72, and it's still there and we're still here. Represents a powerful symbol of Aboriginal voice and agency.
That's Margot Neal, and here is the Gregorian Brothers' musical response to this object. It's called Our Land.
Thank you.
Our Land, written and performed by the Gregorian Brothers. I'm Alice Keith and This Is Us, a musical reflection of Australia, was commissioned by the National Museum of Australia to mark their 20th anniversary. Head to the ABC Classic website to view the objects, find out more and buy the Gregorian Brothers album featuring all of the music in the project.